But I'm going to quote from his Twitter account, Lou, here. Craig Bennett is a shameless scandal monger, heard on radio, seen on television, and writer of a new book called True Confessions of a Shameless Gossip. And he joins us right now. Craig, good morning.
Lou and Matt, and Shameless barely even scratches the surface. I've been flinging this stuff for 40 years and love every second of it.
You've got some amazing stories, obviously, in your brand new book.
I do, in fact, Lou. Yep, 80,000 words, and it is brimming wall to wall with outrageous, gossipy, fabulous, unbelievable tales. You'll think he's made all that up.
You'd
be thinking wrong. It's all true.
We hear a lot about international celebrities. What I love about this book is the fact that it does have some juicy stuff about Australian celebrities in there as well, like the delightful Jeannie Little, who we miss, don't we? Rest in peace, Jeannie. But she was an extraordinary person with a couple of interesting stories, Craig.
Matt, she's still alive.
Oh, is Jeannie still
you,
alive?
You have buried her prematurely.
Oh, my God.
She's still with us. However, it really is a very sad situation because about 2009, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's
disease.
Yeah,
she's got Alzheimer's.
I feel terrible.
She's now in nursing care, and I see her from time to time, and she... You can't believe this amazing woman, three-time Logie winner, including gold. She'd been on our telly screens forever, since 1974, the colourful wigs and that mad voice, hello, darling, and all of that. And she's just lying in a bed, basically staring at the ceiling. Oh. You cannot believe how cruel and absolutely hideous that disease is. However, when Jeannie was the Jeannie that we all know and love, she certainly had a cornucopia of amazing stories, including, and she would look me right in the eye, honestly, and I know you think I'm making it up and the men in white coats are coming to take me away, but she claimed she was taken by aliens, and this
really?
Was back when she was about 15, and she was living in Sydney with a mum and dad, obviously, and a whole bunch of brothers and sisters, reading in a bedroom one weekend, and she claimed the bed started shaking. There was this huge whirring noise, and this kind of shadow came across the house, and she was sucked, as it were, out of her bedroom, through the window, and up into the bottom of a spaceship.
What? Wow.
And then she claims she doesn't recall anything else except then returning in a similar fashion to the bedroom. And I said, oh, Jean, you've got to be making up. No, darling, absolutely not. It's absolutely true. I was taken by aliens. And she said, in fact, that's how she got that kind of crazy voice of hers, is the fact that somewhere she was dropped, and that's how she got that voice. But seriously, and years of telling that story, it never changed. Her very devoted but sometimes exasperated husband, Barry, would say, as Jeannie was about to launch into being abducted by alien story, oh, not that again, Jean. She also claimed she was held down by ghosts whilst starring in Jerry's Girls. This was back in the late 80s in Brisbane. In fact, she was sharing an apartment with the wonderful Marsha Hines. And Marsha's a great chum, and Marsha says, absolutely, that happened. It so freaked Jeannie out on the number of occasions it happened that she had to move apartments. Mind you, Marsha was in the bedroom in the same apartment, and she was never held down by ghosts. I'm wondering maybe if Marsha kind of missed out on the fun.
Maybe. And maybe Jeannie was just psychically sensitive.
Jeannie, I have to say, Lou, was incredibly psychic, and she was an amazing tea leaf reader. And we were on a cruise around Hawaii on one occasion and invited to this very smart cocktail party with the captain, and they weren't serving tea. So
yes,
she decided that she would extend her fabulous psychic prowess to reading champagne flutes.
Oh, I love it.
Before telling the captain that she was taken by aliens, you can imagine the captain on that ship kind of giving Jeannie a side eye like, who let this person on?
Craig, we literally could talk for probably half an hour, but we are running out of time, I'm afraid. The book is full of juicy stories about not just Aussie celebs, but also your time in Hollywood too, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, years in Hollywood, you know, from running into Elton John to literally having my kneecaps busted in by Johnny Depp's shopping trolley. But I mean, outrageous stuff, from Cher to Michael Jackson, you name it. A rollicking read, and I'm full of it. So's the book.
True Confessions of a Shameless Gossip. Absolutely fantastic. Craig Bennett, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Lou and Matt, a joy, and it's all mine.